Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines: ZPPA suspends Prime Procurement Limited. Silavwe charges that involvement of Presidents Hakainde Hichilema in the judicial system is affecting judgment. In international headlines, Congo, Chad, Eritrea, Sudan and Somalia hit by US travel ban. And in sports, Wachumba on the path to steady recovery. Now the news in detail. The Gordon Party of Zambia President Jackson Silavwe has charged that the involvement of President Hakainde Hichilema in the judicial system is affecting the judgments delivered in political cases. Mr. Silavwe says the resignation of Justice Emelia Sunkutu after 31 years of legal service at the hands of President Hichilema is sad and disturbing. He has recalled that at the hands of President Hichilema, judges Palan Mulonda, Mungeni Mulenga, Ann Stelly and former DPP Mrs. Siyuni have all been hounded out of legal office. He has since urged the president to refrain from the path of judicial war and promote the separation of powers among the three wings of the government.
The resignation of Justice Emelia Sunkutu after 31 years of legal service to our nation at the hands of President Hichilema is sad and disturbing. At the hands of the President, judges Palan Mulonda, Mungeni Mulenga, Annie Sitali and former DPP Mrs. Yuni have all been hounded out of legal office. This is nothing less than a sustained attack on the judiciary by the Republican President using state machinery to push his agenda. As Golden Party of Zambia, GPZ, we opine that the suspensions and dismissals of...
Kanyama Bears UPND member Brighton Makondo, whose house was destroyed due to political violence in the run-up to the August 2021 elections, has been offered a job at the Lusaka City Council. In a statement, Kamwala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata, who received Mr. Makondo, says Mr. Makondo was reaching out for help to rebuild his house, which once served as a command center for the Nalikwanda branch. He adds that Mr. Makondo is a victim whose sad story merited humanitarian assistance. Councillor Simata says the supplement efforts made by well-wishers who tried to help him, including Councillor Chelo, who donated some blocks and cement in the past, and that there is need for collective effort. The civic leader adds that Mr. Makondo's application later for employment will be backed by all councillors so that he can earn a salary to put a roof over his head and food on the table to feed his family. The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, says it is concerned about the recent decision by resident doctors to withdraw their voluntary medical services in public health facilities. In a statement, MQHZ Director General Queen Mwabo says the development poses a significant threat to the quality of healthcare services in the country, particularly for the most vulnerable populations. Dr. Mwabo says the institution fears that the withdrawal of resident doctors will strain the already overburdened health system, leading to reduced access to essential healthcare services, increased morbidity and mortality rates.
We are requesting that His Excellency, President Mr. Hage Geingob, intervene in this matter and direct the Minister of Health to prioritize the welfare of healthcare workers and the patient they serve. We urge the President to take immediate action to resolve this crisis and ensure that our healthcare system continues to provide essential services to those who need them most.
The Higher Education Authority, HEA, has warned the general public against enrolling in Chakanondo University, Oasis Medical University College, Yesbard University and Zeds College as these institutions are operating illegally in Zambia and are not registered under the Higher Education Act of 2013. Speaking in a statement, Higher Education Authority Corporate Communications Officer Bebel Boniface Mosola says a recently conducted surveillance inspection in Lusaka, Central and Copper Belt provinces have revealed that the named institutions are offering higher education services without registration. Ms. Mosola says the Act clearly states that a person shall not operate a private higher education institution unless the education institution is registered under the Act. He says operating outside of this legal framework is a serious offence and violators are liable upon conviction to a fine not exceeding 1 million penalty units or to imprisonment for a period not exceeding 3 years or to both.
HEA warns public against illegally operating institutions. Chakanondo University, Oasis Medical University College, Yesbad University and Zedis College are not registered and are operating illegally. The Higher Education Authority is warning the general public against enrolling in Chakanondo University, Oasis Medical University College, Yesbad University and Zedis College, as these institutions are operating illegally in Zambia and are not registered under the Higher Education Act 2013. Through its inspectorate unit, HEA recently conducted surveillance inspections in Lusaka, Central and Copper Belt provinces and found
Opposition Godian Party of Zambia says the ruling party's politicization of Kulima Tower bus station in Lusaka is bad for the local governance of the country. In a statement, UPZ President Jackson Silavwe says peaceful political activities must be kept out of the bus stations and that what was bad for the PF must not be tolerated by the UPND. He has since urged the drivers from Kulima Tower bus station who are UPND charged to do their political activities away from the bus station.
I urge the drivers from Kulima Tower bus station who are UPND charged to do their political activities away from bus stations. UPND cadres have already established a bus station at Hero Stadium. Surely we cannot afford, as a nation, to turn public spaces into political zones. This is unacceptable. President Ichilema and the UPND leadership must walk the talk and show leadership and stop this according to their pronouncements. Ruling opposition party, political activities in bus